My name is Serena, and I just wanted to welcome my daughter, Carola. We have been having a numerous discussions around what is going on, and we thought it was significant enough that we would sit here and try to do a podcast in honor of the not just the eclipse, but our history. So welcome, Carola. I'm glad you were here.
Well, Nalin, it's great to be here on Indeluisi Gloowajoyalidige. And I've been part of this project as well, more in the background, but have been a learner all throughout the work that my mom and my daughter have been doing around regeneration of Bigamot star stories. What's happening, what we're learning, and what we have to share, or what we know, and what my mom and I are going to be talking about.
And I know that we've been doing a lot of traveling. We've been visiting a lot of sacred sites. And one of the reasons that I'm so drawn to sacred sites is I know that there is one sky, but there are many stories. And I know that we share some of the same stories with other First Nations, not just in Canada, but in the world itself. And I'm always curious about what they have to say and what their stories are. The thing that started being very attractive to me was the eclipse, and how eclipse marks time, and how our ancestors used to be able to know when the next eclipses were. And so I know we have a story.
Mm, nice. So talking about our travels, you know, we had the opportunity to go to Portugal, and we were in an area in El Cave, and there's some standing stones in that spot. So we had an opportunity to visit two areas. And one of the stories that was shared there was one of the sites that we were at actually marked a very special eclipse for them, and that would have been in 2017. And they talked about how previous eclipses were also connected to that site. And so it was really interesting to hear that. I don't think we'll talk too much about it other than... you know, it got us thinking about what was happening here, you know, how other nations have stories around eclipse, you know, that what I found interesting in what he shared is that he talked about the eclipse as a marriage, and I've never heard that before. And so on April 8th, that day, one of the things that they'll do together is around that renewal of your commitment. And that renewal of your commitment can be to a lot of different things, right? And I thought that was so beautiful. And what it reminded me of when he shared that at that very moment was a story that we have here in Mi'kma'ki. Mom, you had some experiences or have heard of some stories too from other nations that you wanted to share?
Well, yes. The one that, the last site that we visited was they had two pillars up, and one represented the sun and one represented the moon. And on the top had like 13 stones to mark a year. So that represented the sun and the moon. And when the sun and the moon got together, it created a path that was like a spiritual path.
Mm.
And that's where life begins. But that's where you go when you're transitioning from this life to the next.
Yeah.
So the eclipse was also the way that they marked their door.
Mm.
And so they said every, and they named a year, and I'm not good with numbers, but every maybe 100 years, that happens.
Yeah.
So again, kind of like the birth and the regeneration, the transition from one part of life to the next.
Yeah. Is there a Mi'kmaq word that we have that would describe that as well?
Well, when I was researching the words that came up was Sohuat.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to, and I hope to speak to some linguists, because I know that each part of our word has a meaning. And so if you put those two together, what does it actually describe for us?
Yeah. Well, when you after you speak to some linguist and some elders who are experts in the knowledge, we'd love to know what that means. Because I know in our language, I mean, we talk about them being words, but they're not really words like we think of in the English sense. They're really pictures.
Yeah.
And when those sounds are said out loud, it creates a picture. And when that happens, you know, it's an old Mi'kmaq word. So, can you say it again for me?
Sohuat.
Awad.
Sohuat.
Sohuat.
It's a double Q sound.
Yeah.
So the first part would be soh. And then it softens a little bit. What? Mm. So what?
So what?
Yeah.
All right. The way I am, I always want to jump into the story and share the one that we have here for Mi'kma'ki. But I do want to, before I do that, I guess kind of talk about like how exciting it is for everyone here across Onamagi, across Wabanagi territory, where we're looking at, it's the first time in many, many years where we get to experience the full eclipse. So for those people who live in Siknik'tuk territory, like Elsibuktuk, Minigok, Eel Ground, Eel River Bar, and Red Bank, Fredericton, you know, in the whole area, parts of PEI, you're going to experience the eclipse in its totality. But everyone in the Maritimes is going to experience the eclipse, and that's very cool and very amazing. And people are celebrating it in different ways. Yeah.
The thing that kind of fascinates me is that the total eclipse happens in the 50-mile radius. You may see partial eclipse. There might be other solar eclipse happening in the world, but in our territory, it only happens very rarely.
Yeah. I do know there are people who are gathering, you know, they have their solar glasses, they're going to, you know, witness and watch, you know, the beginning of the eclipse to the very end. And so there's those kinds of events happening all across the Atlantic. So people wanting to physically witness the eclipse. But there's also within our territory, people who are also celebrating the spiritual, the ceremonies that are connected to the eclipse. And one of the ones I shared earlier was when an elder from another territory talked about how they're going to celebrate the eclipse. And it's going to be around similar to how they would celebrate a marriage, and that it's a time to renew commitments. So I think that's really exciting and really cool. I've also heard of, who are going to begin that day in ceremony They're going to go out and honor the morning sun. And during the eclipse, they're going to go out and offer tobacco to the sacred fire and join in song as the eclipse happens. So exciting things all across our territory in terms of what people are going to be doing, how they're going to be celebrating, and how they're going to acknowledge that day.
I don't know if you've also come across any things that people are sharing.
For ceremonies?
Or basically covered it.
Yeah.
But we also know that that it's a powerful moment because it affects all of Mother Earth. It affects the animals, it affects the trees, it affects the birds, it affects our water. So the power of that moment is so significant that it will be, and it is felt by Msidnogoma.
Yeah. It's true, eh, that we have to, acknowledging that this is bringing forward change,
yeah,
and transformation. And that's something that we also believe in, right? Yeah. I want to share this story, I guess, in ending.
Yeah.
It's an eclipse story, and I was sharing earlier that it didn't clue into me that this was an eclipse story until I was part of a sharing circle, and then realized I was like, "Oh my goodness, we have a story in Mi'kma'ki." So I'm going to share it. I'm not going to read it word for word from where I found it, because I think there's I want to share the spirit and intent of the story, because I think the way that it was recorded is we need to reclaim the story.
Yeah.
So I'm sharing
indigenous. This is nice.
We're reclaiming it to how it would resonate with our spirit and our hearts, and I think that's important. And the one I'm going to share with you is connected to what's happening. So our story of creation begins with when a creator looked into the nothingness and into the darkness, and what came forward and what was created were the stars and the cosmos. And after the stars and the cosmos were created, Skidegomujueauti was flung across the star, across the cosmos, and you could see it. But the work wasn't done. Creator continued to look upon what was there and looked into the vast space, and the earth was created. The air, the land, the birds, the flowers, the trees. And so at that point, that work wasn't done yet. And so Creator looked to Nagusit, and he looked to Depkunasid. And when the path of the sun and the path of the moon intersected, the rays from the sun and the light from the moon began to mingle. This beam that came to the earth, and when this beam landed forth from the land, were the people, were the first Mi'kmaq. That is another creation story we have here in Mi'kma'ki. And it's a creation story that's connected to when the moon and the sun path cross. And that's our story. And I really believe it is connected to the eclipse, especially when I hear of other stories in other nations across Turtle Island who also see the eclipse as that union between the sun and the moon. Anyway, we wanted to share that.
And as I'm sitting here listening to your story, I had my eyes closed. And as I was visualizing, I could see the truth in that story. So, Mi'kma'ki, for sharing that. and for allowing me to see the truth within that, because it feels like it is.
Mm. Well, it was great to be here and to sit with you and to share the story. And if you're hearing a little whimpering out there, that's my dog. He's he wants to be heard. Anyway, we'll all in.
We'll all in.
Yeah.